I actually had such quite the experience that I actually fell asleep on this shit.
Oh, dear.
Shit was boring.
Well, I half agree with you, because I'm kind
of
right there.
Rated R movie, I thought this was the PG version of The Goodfellas or something like that.
Oh, no.
I was just like, goddamn.
I completely agree with you. Here's how this movie went for me. I'm exactly like you. I would fall asleep, and then a song would start, and it would wake my ass up.
The music in here was fine. I just didn't think that they were explored to the point that they should have been.
I agree with that. And I think, now, this is my question to you before. We're talking about Jersey.
That's my biggest fault with the problem with the movie, to be honest.
Yeah. We're talking about Jersey Boys, people. The adaptation of the Broadway play, which is being, which was directed by Clint Eastwood, which I always, even when they announced it, I thought that was a weird fucking decision.
I really thought that too. So I was just like, when the fuck was Clint Eastwood into a fucking musical?
Yeah.
He doesn't come off as the guy that strike me as a in the movie. And then after watching his music, I was like, I'm telling you, yeah, I don't think he likes musicals at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, ultimately, this movie reeks. And I mean reeks like a goddamn stinky turd of a rushed production.
Yeah, which is funny because it's so small and everything. Like, it was like, yeah. why was this one? Like,
why was this rushed? Because, there's seeds. There's seeds. Now, I'd never seen the Broadway play Jersey Boys. Have you?
I was going to ask you if you've seen it, because you're closer to New York than I am.
No.
So I was, hey.
No. That's why I
know this thing is huge.
Yeah, that's why I took someone who knows Broadway like the back of her hand with me.
Yeah, I figured maybe you might have heard of it more than I have. I know that people that have seen it, that's gone to New York or anything like that, fucking talk about this. And what's that other one? It's Wicked, is it?
Yeah, Wicked.
Wicked, this one, and there's another
Mama
one.
Mia.
Fucking, what was it?
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia, yeah, that bitch.
So, Mamma Mia has already been turned into a movie, and Mamma Mia was a stinking turd of a movie, and everyone who's seen the Broadway play agrees that that movie is not even close.
Okay, I was about to say, people like that movie, didn't they?
No, everyone that I talked to that has actually seen the Broadway play hates that movie with a passion.
I don't actually hate this movie, neither. That's the thing about Jersey Boys, is I didn't find it interesting.
Well, here's the thing with this movie. I mean, I'll just do a quick plot synopsis here. This looks at the rise and fall of the Four Seasons, which is actually, I think it's a real group. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're correct. It is a real group, and I can tell you this right now. In 2014, don't nobody give a fuck about this group.
Right. Well,
that's probably why they care.
Well, the thing that's interesting about this group is that, really, their popularity came from this play. So
and it's mainly because I know they got people from that play to be in this movie too.
Yes, they did, and it shows because the people that they did, I looked it up. The four main guys are all Broadway stars.
They would have to though if this is. Yeah, personally, I would want that if that's what you're gonna go with this route. You have to get those original guys.
Yeah, because it helps with the songs. I mean, these guys like the songs. These guys wake the movie up because
if there would have been more songs in here, I think the movie would get more of a pass from me.
Yeah, because all the songs have so much life in them, and these four guys, they bring their all to these songs, and it shows, because every song, now I'd never seen the movie, but when I walked out, I was like, oh my god, I actually really liked all those songs.
I thought this could have been more, it should have been more of a spectacle.
Yeah, and you're getting on to one of my biggest complaints of the movie.
I thought that Clint Eastwood added... Because I do like gritty. Don't get me wrong. I like gritty, but from what I heard, that's not what these guys are about. And the grittiness that they're in here, because I heard this is based on some bullshit. So, like, none of this has all.
Not exactly bullshit, but it's very heightened.
Yeah, and I think the grittiness of it, when I first heard it, I was like, I'm going to go see a musical. So, you know, I know the songs was going to keep me interested. And the songs actually get pushed out a little bit more because of the plot and story they try to add in here, which is the gritty part of it, where I'm just like, it's not even really all that dirty, to be honest.
Now, you're getting so close to what my main problem is with this movie. And my main problem is that, you know, Clint Eastwood, dude, you've done so much for movies. I get it. You're a legend. You're going to go down as a legend. You are not the right fucking person to direct this movie.
It really, that felt like a weird choice. Like, every time I looked at his name on here, I was like, Clint, what is he doing on this
because
film? Like,
you brought up the perfect reason why I think he's not right for this movie. He shoots this so gritty, and even his filters for all the shots are so gritty and kind of flashy that it feels so disjointed.
It felt like a TV show. Now, I don't want to say like it looked like it was cheap for a TV show, but some of the cinematography and the angles, it looked like TV, to be honest. And I was I don't think he was right for this, because he does, in his movies, you can tell, he's a gritty motherfucker or whatever. And I don't think he knows how to put a spotlight on somebody or whatever here, because, like you said, it's about these guys or whatever, but mainly it's really about two people.
Right, Tommy and Frankie.
Tommy and Frankie, that's right, played by John Lloyd Young and Vincent, is it Piazza or Plaza?
Yeah,
who,
all things considered, for all the bad complaints we have in this movie, all the acting in this is actually really good.
Yeah, Christopher Walken is my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Christopher Walken comes in and he kills this.
Yeah, I thought he was really good. I thought he actually added some of the humor that, just the way he delivered his lines and everything. I don't know, I got vibes of Gangster Squad off of this movie.
I can see it.
And I think that they should have took some of the feelings and emotions of Gangster Squad and put it more in this movie. I think the roles should have been reversed here a little bit.
I think
this one should have been more comedic, fun, having a good time, because it is a rise and fall movie.
Yeah, because that was the thing. I asked the person who knew Broadway that went with me. I asked her, I was like, what's the actual play like? She's like, it's a comedy.
Yeah.
Like, it's a comedy drama. It balances both out well, and it seemed like Clint Eastwood didn't get that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
I don't think he's seen this play. I don't think he's ever watched a Broadway musical.
I know, I was thinking throughout. It's like, well, who would have been good to direct this? Like, maybe just Warner Brothers had no clue who to direct. They're like, get Clint on the phone. He owes us a favor.
The thing is, I think that any a director could add like a little flair to it.
Yeah,
but I think more it would have went into the writing or whatever. So I don't want to necessarily blame Clint Eastwood. I know that you can tell his direction is over it. If they would have got stronger writers and then just threw someone like fucking this name just coming on top of Baz Luhrmann to spark it up a little bit.
As
just
much
throw
as
some
I hate
light
that,
in there or whatever and
as
shit.
As much as I hate that motherfucker, this does seem like something he would do good with.
Yeah, I didn't tell him just the like if you would have got good writers to work with Baz Luhrmann just to put his flair onto it, or what's the other guy that it is Baz Luhrmann that did that one that did Mirror Mirror and Immortals and all that shit.
Oh, I did not like him.
Well, what is that guy? He
Taron,
knows.
Taron.
I forgot his fucking name now. Shit, that wasn't Baz Luhrmann though, right?
What, Mirror Mirror?
For Immortals and Mirror Mirror.
No. It's like Taron.
Taron, whatever that guy's name. That guy.
It's gonna kill me.
That guy, it's gonna kill me too. That guy came out and admitted, look, I don't give a fuck about story or nothing like that. I like flair and flash.
Carson Singh.
Yeah, him, that guy. If you would have got him to do this and just put stronger writers with him, I wouldn't have minded so much, whatever.
Yeah.
Because that guy knows what all the special effects and the lights and cameras and shit like that, or whatever. He knows how to do that, and he admits that that's what he does, or whatever. If they would have stuck him with some good writers or whatever, I would have been perfectly fine with that. And like I said, this felt like something on TV that I could have watched on the fucking Lifetime channel.
Yeah, this was written by Marshall Bickman and Rick Ellis.
Rick Ellis, yeah.
Marshall Bickman actually wrote heavily for The Muppet Show back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know,
he co-wrote Annie Hall.
Oh, he did Manhattan too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he did.
Right?
And Rick Ellis is actually the original writer from the Broadway play.
Mm-hmm. So, both these guys have done these musical things. So you know what? Maybe it is fucking Clint Eastwood's fault.
Yeah, maybe he just cut out the things that he felt maybe were a little mundane, or but you know even that mundane stuff maybe had some. You know, gravitas to the story and the characters,
because I would have expected this movie to make me want to see the play.
Yeah, you actually, I just looked this up. You know who was originally on this?
Director-wise?
Yeah. Where he had actually started casting and they didn't agree with his casting decisions and he left.
Who was that?
Jon Favreau.
I I could see that. John Favreau actually has a nice flair about himself where he could do something like this too.
Yeah,
he would have been perfect for comedic takes too as well. I didn't really laugh that much in this film.
Yeah, and it says here, I'm reading this on Wikipedia, and it is cited that he had literally gotten the whole cast and everything was ready to go, and Warner Brothers gave him a production note saying that he had to recast the whole thing, and he left.
Sure, Disney didn't come in and said, motherfucker, you work for us.
Nope. This was all Warner Brothers.
Yeah, I'm saying. He's saying, you don't go work for that company.
So,
if I ever see your name attached to any goddamn thing that say Warner Brothers or DC, I will chop your fucking chef dick off.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're absolutely right. This film's main problem is that it just needs flair. It doesn't need that gritty sepia tone that I noticed that Clint Eastwood does with all of his movies. Because that was just, it was so jarring to me. It was even jarring in the trailer. I was like, that doesn't look like it fits with this movie.
I thought it was a limited release, to be honest. I'm not even gonna lie.
I honestly did too.
Because usually when you go see biographies or biopics like this or whatever, because mainly that's what it is, they usually get you excited to see, especially when you don't know anything about the band, but you've heard about them. So, you know, you're thinking that this is going to get you something like, now I can see why people talk about that fucking play out there. And here, I watched it and was just like, I'm not going to say anything bad about the play, but this movie sure didn't show me anything about it at all to where it's making me want to look it up to see if it's going to be playing in L.A. or if I'm going to New York soon. This is the first thing I got to do because I hear people rave about this shit, and I didn't get that at all from this movie.
I got it with the songs.
The performances are good, though.
I saw it with the songs. All the songs are catchy as fuck.
Yeah.
So, the songs, it really was one of those things where, I'm not lying, I'm right there with you. I would, like, doze off, and then those songs would start, and they'd wake my ass up.
I thought the songs, like I said earlier, I thought they'd be the highlight of the movie, to be honest.
They were. They absolutely were.
Yeah, they were the highlights of the movie, but I thought that they would have took over the movie. Once again, I'm gonna make a comparison thing like a man too. Like how Vegas is supposed to take over the world, how they wanted Vegas to take over the movie. You would think the songs would be the thing that took over this movie, and they really tried to put so much in this Rise and Fall, this guy here, who personally I did not give two shits about.
No, you kind of don't, because his character is established at the beginning, and there's no change. There's no change for him.
No.
And there's no sense that there is going to be a change. So you're right. You're just like, oh, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. So yeah, but hey, you sure can't sing, so I will dance with you then. So
the one you really care about is the one you kind of see the less, and that's Frankie, who is clearly the most talented out of all of them.
I was going to say, isn't that guy on that's not him. No, that can't be. Somebody in here looked familiar, and I couldn't recognize who it was or whatever. And I was just like, I've seen these guys somewhere or whatever.
Maybe no, the guy who played Frankie is like, he is a Tony Award extraordinaire.
Okay, never mind then. Yeah, it's not Frankie then. Somebody else.
Tommy was on Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, Tommy was on Boardwalk Empire. I saw Frankie somewhere. So Tommy's the only one I know, but Tommy, you don't really give a shit.
Yeah, Tommy's the douchebag.
Tommy's the douchebag, people. So what would you give it?
Honestly, I'm gonna give it a low stream it.
Okay.
And, I'm sorry, not low stream it, low rent it.
Okay, I was about to say, yeah, low stream it.
Yeah, no, low rent it, because those musical numbers, I just got so caught up in them, even though I was trying my best not to. Because I'm usually one of those guys who, I'm not a big fan of when musicals make their songs the main focus of the movie. But with this movie, I was like, oh my god, this movie just needs more songs. Just give me more songs.
It's kind of expected. When I walked into the movie, that's what I was expecting more of. And I don't know if I felt disappointed that I didn't get that more.
I think from your tone, it sounds like you're more confused.
Yeah, I guess so. I feel like because I did like the music too, I feel like if I downloaded the soundtrack or whatever, I did like that more than the movie.
I did. I will fully admit it.
So yeah, I'm just gonna give it a regular treatment.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
fair
right
enough.
There. So Clint Eastwood needs to take his old ass. I mean, anybody knows no old ass white Republican will be going to fucking. Oh wait, never mind.
Well.
You know what? I think that motherfucker was turned around backwards, arguing with his chair and shit, talking about, motherfucker, why are you facing the wrong way? The play is right there, whatever. Somebody says, shh, who the fuck said that?
You think you're lucky, punk? You
who
think
the
you're
fuck
lucky?
Said shush.
The cast is just like, oh god, he's going off again.
Oh god, where? Don't you know I directed this movie? It's not a movie, sir, whatever. Who the fuck said?
Just calm down. Just calm down. Don't get the gun out again.
We gotta get Clint out of here. He's fighting people again or whatever. And now he's arguing with the chair. He's arguing with the chair again. Okay, goddamn.
Alright, get him out of here. Get him out of here. Alright, folks. Sorry to shit on possibly your childhood hero, but we're gonna end it on that. Night, folks.
Fuck him.
Esther, what was the high point? But four guys under a street lamp. First time we made that sound, our sound. That was the best.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Four Seasons!